Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV. Karen W., I'm Jeremy Werner. This week, we begin our election coverage of the midterm elections happening on November 8th. We'll be talking with candidates and experts over the coming weeks on Thursdays and Fridays, and sometimes just Fridays, to help you become better informed before you head to the ballot box in a little over a month. This week, we're looking at Amendment 3 in Missouri, which would legalize possession and cultivation of cannabis in Missouri. This would make the state the 20th state in the U.S. to legalize recreational marijuana. To discuss the issue, we reached out to Normal, who is in favor of the amendment, as well as Crossing Paths, PAC, which is against it. And today we begin with the Crossing Paths PAC with Ethan Pampy, who is a spokesman for No on Amendment 3 Coalition, which is a campaign of the Crossing Paths PAC. Ethan, just begin. Go ahead in your own words. Summarize Amendment 3.
So Amendment 3 is a corrupt monopoly marijuana legalization campaign. We oppose the way that the initiative creates a functional monopoly in recreational marijuana for the folks who already were able to corruptly game the medical marijuana licensing 4 years ago. The other big issue we've been talking to voters about is the Amendment 3 campaign also creates an arbitrary possession limit of 3 ounces, and then they actually put in criminal penalties to the Missouri Constitution if you have more than 3 ounces. They also don't remove statutory penalties, so if you had more than 6 ounces, you could get a possession felony. And then they talk about this automatic expungement deal, but they actually exclude most people who have marijuana felonies from that expungement.
Medical marijuana was approved back in 2018, and based on the numbers that the state has released, it's been very popular amongst residents across the board. Would you say recreational marijuana is a necessary next step? For Missouri?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not a question of if, it's a question of how. We worked with Representative Ron Hicks, who's a Republican from St. Charles this year. He filed a great legalization bill that had widespread buy-in from both Republicans and Democrats. He filed a bill called the Cannabis Freedom Act that did not create these kind of arbitrary and inequitable licensing protocols. He had a full protocol for expungement instead of restricting who could get access to an expungement petition. So the legislature, and I want to highlight conservatives in the legislature, have said, hey, you know, it's time to do this. It's time to do this in a way that is transparent and deliberative and includes all stakeholders, not just the folks in the medical marijuana industry.
So after the legalization of medical marijuana in 2018, there were a lot of problems with the rollout of those licenses after that by the state. Do you see this being the same issue this time around if Amendment 3 does pass?
Yeah, absolutely. So with the medical marijuana licensing, you really saw a small group of wealthy and connected individuals get all the licenses. And this led to multiple investigations, including one by the Missouri House Special Committee on Governmental Oversight. And the chairman of that committee, State Representative Jared Taylor, actually called that whole process fraudulent and said they had found actual corruption. And what Amendment 3 does is it gives the people who won those medical marijuana business licenses a monopoly in the recreational marijuana space. Which we thought, you know, obviously we were opposed to, you know, both on a free market perspective, right? We advocate, you know, free market licensing. But we also want to highlight, you know, out of roughly 400 medical marijuana business licenses right now in Missouri, 2 of them are owned by black people. And that has caused a great deal of concern and a great deal of outrage in black communities in our state.
And when you look at the amendment, what kind of implications and effects will this have tax-wise?
We spoke with former Representative Chris Kelly. He was a state representative from Columbia, Missouri. And during his tenure in the legislature, he was the chair of the House Budget Committee. So he has deep expertise in our state budget and taxation and where the money goes. And what he told us was, we should not have a constitutional allocation of tax revenue or a constitutional taxation protocol. And part of that is that the budget process is very involved and very complex. And if you have a constitutional allocation of funds, that harms the ability of the people's representatives to allocate that money should circumstances or conditions change, right? So if we're going to tax this, that's a decision, A, the legislature should make, and B, the revenue should be flexible and go to where our states needs it as determined by those representatives.
So when I was doing research for Amendment 3, the one thing that really stuck out is that when you look at the, you know, big voices talking right now about this amendment in terms of supporting and against it, both of those columns are filled with pro-marijuana organizations. So I kind of want to ask, do you see their side of things as well, since you're both inherently aiming towards the same goal with this amendment? Or, you know, do you overall feel like their side is disingenuous about the issue?
We definitely believe it's disingenuous. It's a rent-seeking proposal that really wants to capture a huge emerging market space for the benefit of a very small group of people. So we think that the recreational marijuana market will be somewhere between $2 and $4 billion, and depends on some of the parameters of how that is created. But also, you think the federal government may legalize marijuana here in the next couple of years. So why are we stopping Missouri entrepreneurs, our farmers, our innovators from having a opportunity, especially should the federal prohibition be removed, and we have the opportunity for Missourians to participate in a global market space.
So do you think it's now or in a few years situation in Missouri?
Well, we agree that we should legalize marijuana as soon as possible, but the fact is the folks who advocate for Amendment 3 are deliberately lying. They're gaslighting the voters of Missouri, and I say that because we have the opportunity this legislative session to pass a good bill to legalize. And what happened was we actually saw the medical marijuana industry come out to Jefferson City, to our state capitol, come to the committee that heard the bill. They lied to the committee, and they actually mocked the citizens of Missouri who came to testify in support, right? And they spent tens of thousands of dollars on the most corrupt lobbyists in the state of Missouri to block the legislature from passing a good bill, right? So, and then they did this so that they could go to the voters and say, well, the legislature hasn't acted. We need to pass this and put it in the Constitution, or it'll never happen, which is a lie.
So I have to touch upon the group of people who are against this amendment simply because it deals with legalizing marijuana. These are the same groups back in 2018 who came out against medical marijuana. When you look at the people discussing it, law enforcement, state politicians, they're not as vocal as they were back in 2018, but they're still there. And the arguments that they make this year, just like they did in 2018, is that, you know, marijuana is a gateway drug. It will lead to other problematic things like impaired driving, violence, detrimental effect on children and teenagers. So my question is, you know, when you see this side of the debate, can you see the points they're making, or do you think the points that they're making are just downright wrong?
You know, we kind of see both sides of that question. So, you know, but here's the point that I want to make to you, is that we're willing to go to the people who disagree with us and have an honest conversation. We believe that if you look at the data, if you look at the facts, eventually you'll conclude, like the voters have already gotten to this point, right? You'll conclude that, you know, maybe there's some concerns, but it's, you know, the harms of marijuana prohibition have been incredibly great for our society and our state. And I want to highlight, you know, there is not a consensus necessarily on this issue within a group like law enforcement. In fact, we've seen significant members of law enforcement stand up and say, "Hey, I agree with legalization." I'm in Kansas City. You know, our homicide clearance rate right now in the city of Kansas City is 50%. We are down 300 police officers, right? The citizens of Kansas City and the folks in law enforcement know marijuana is literally the least of our concerns, right? We have much more to lose by continuing marijuana prohibition than we have to gain. And one of the things that we've been heard a lot of concerns about Amendment 3 is that they actually create a law enforcement mandate to stop and cite people for using marijuana in public. And especially in the black community, that gets a lot of opposition and we see a lot of concern because, first off, if it's a legal product, why shouldn't I be able to step out onto my patio or walk down the sidewalk, smoking a joint? I can smoke a cigarette, but why should a cop have to look at that young man or young woman and stop them, write them a citation, and potentially create a situation where there's risk to the officer or the individual, right? So this is a waste of law enforcement resources, and especially in terms of criminal justice reform, we've seen a significant reevaluation of how we direct our public safety resources, right? Especially in a group like in the black community, for instance. Why do we want to give young men and women a reason to run away from and fear law enforcement simply because they're a marijuana consumer, where, you know, if that law did not exist, you know, you would probably have more people who would feel comfortable with law enforcement and be able to say, yeah, you know, there's public safety issues in our community that we need law enforcement for.
All right. Well, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I want to kind of just mention our governor. Governor Parson actually came out a couple of weeks ago and said that he did not like what he saw in Amendment 3. He actually said if it's legal, why shouldn't anyone be able to grow it or participate in the business of it? And we were very glad to hear the governor make those statements, you know, and we've actually called for the governor to expand his current call for the special session and include Representative Hicks's legalization bill, because if we can get the legislature to enact a good bill, there's no reason for anyone to say yes to Amendment 3.
All right. Thank you for joining me this morning. Once again, that was Ethan Pamphy, a spokesman for No on Amendment 3 Coalition, which is a campaign of the Crossing Paths PAC. They are against the passing of Amendment 3 in Missouri, which would legalize possession and cultivation of cannabis in Missouri. I'm Jeremy Warner, and this has been your morning conversation here on KXCV KRW.